Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. And I'm really excited. I'm excited because I have my girl, Miranda Malasani, who is a holistic nutritionist. She's also the director of health and wellness over at Nature's Emporium. And she's their spokesperson. And she's a mama of two. And I heard that she also has three chickens now.
I love you, girl. That was the best intro ever. And yeah, I'm so excited to be chatting with you today. And yes, I do have three chickens. Their names are Goji, Cherry, and Cupcake.
The Goji, like Goji berries? Because that would
berry.
Yeah. Of course. Obviously. Of course.
And then my eldest, who just loves cupcakes, is like Cupcake's, you know, his chicken. And then Cherry is like this cute little kind of the runt of the litter. She's really sweet.
Oh my God. Okay, but how amazing is that? Like, okay, so I know that you're a holistic nutritionist, but you just took it to the next level. You're like, eggs, I'm not going to the store to buy eggs. I'm bringing the chickens home, and they're going to lay eggs for us, and it's going to be delicious.
Every morning. But I mean, like, I got to say, Nature's Eggs, they have, like, amazing eggs. But I say, like, going, like, you know, 50 feet to my coop and picking out those eggs every morning, it never gets old. Like, it's the best little gift in the morning for breakfast. The best.
I have to say, honestly, there's a huge difference, like, with eggs. There's a huge difference with eggs. And where you get them from, like, where you purchase them from, and where they come from. Exactly. So I know that you said Nature's does have good eggs. For those of you that maybe don't have chickens at home.
That's right. You know, the coop. Go to Nature's, pick up your eggs. But you know what? Nature's Emporium will hook you up with good eggs. Exactly. So I will let the chickens, like, roam around my acre lot all day long, and they're just eating, like, whatever's here. And so the eggs are so, like, the yolk is amazing. And it's because they're just, like, happy chickens. They're hanging out with my kids. They're very social. And they, like, happy chickens, happy eggs, right?
Good. Yeah, they lay happy eggs.
Yeah.
I'm totally with you. So, Miranda, how have you been? I have not chatted with you, like,
we have not known
each
so
other.
Long.
We haven't. Well, we chatted just a bit, but for the most part, like, how has COVID been treating you? We're at home right now. I'm doing the show from, like, my sofa. I'm not even in my studio downstairs. I'm just sitting on the sofa. You're at home.
Looking at my chickens. Right? So, yeah, no, we're all forced to be creative during this time. And, like, the rest of us, it feels really uncomfortable and unfamiliar. And, creating some new habits for myself. Like, I've been working from home, and I have this cute little home studio now that I work in, it's been crazy, but I do miss you. We definitely need to hang out soon. When it's all said and done, I think that kind of, like, you know, this is the season, like, we're talking, you know, like, this is fall, right? And we're already kind of going inward and being more introspective, because that's the season's push us to do that.
Yeah.
So going through a pandemic while you're going, like, fall to winter is a very, you know, like, we're going inwards and we're trying to figure our stuff out. And I think that there's a lot of us feeling like, oh, what is this going to look like for the next few months? Mm-hmm. How do we feel, like, treat our bodies best and our mind, our mental health, our emotional health, our physical health, right?
Definitely. And that's why I wanted to bring you on, because I'm like, Miranda needs to help us, because last week we did a whole show on spirituality, right? So, like, the mind, body, soul, on a spiritual level. But I'm like, we need Miranda on to talk about, like, the health and wellness and, like, feeding our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a good place, because honestly, like, listen, I'm not going to complain. This past week, we had some great temps, temps.
Amazing.
But some great temps. And obviously they are not here anymore, and we're getting ready for winter, right? But we are one month into fall, and we're one month out of winter. And a lot of people, and it's something that I learned recently, is that and a lot of people aren't aware or don't know about the fact that we need to eat differently depending on the season. I never knew that. When I hear that, or like when someone hears that, what exactly does that mean, Miranda?
Okay, well, let me ask you a question first. So when you, like, so now it's getting colder, do you crave, like, raw food? Do you crave, like, salads and fruits the same way you would in the summertime?
Yeah, no.
Are you paying attention?
It's different.
That's the thing. And so it's interesting because our body naturally knows that when it gets colder out, we don't crave those raw, water-dense foods because your body doesn't use it the same way. So we're moving towards more like warming foods and that concentrated carbohydrate. That's why you love the stews and the bone broths, any of the warming spices like ginger and clove and cinnamon, right? All our recipes going into fall, like,
yeah,
have a lot of those,
true.
Right? And so
even the pies.
So it kind of like is a, you know, all those the seasons, right? Mother Nature's pretty intelligent. So any of the foods that are seasonal are really what's best for your body. And it really is a requirement. Like when we change into colder months, you need more warming foods. I mean, it just makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Balance, equilibrium. I mean, as simple as that, mind you, even more complex because we're all individuals. So I think the most important thing when we change into any season is to really try to tune in, like, what is my body needing right now? And normally, like 9 times out of 10, even though we might get confused sometimes, it's like we just naturally don't crave the same types of foods we do in the summertime. And so you kind of just got to go on that.
Is there some foods, Miranda, that I crave like all year round? Like,
like what?
Where does pizza fall into this?
Well, it's a normal one to crave all year round.
Is there toppings that go on the pizza that change?
Yeah, well, you can change it up a bit, Pina. I mean, you can put something else on there, some broccoli or something. But yeah, I think the thing is with pizza, it's like a feel-good food, right? So those feel-good foods, like cheese is like almost like nature's antidepressant. Dough is like a warm hug, right? Because it's a carbohydrate. So you're getting all of like the warm and fuzzy.
That's why it feels so good.
Yeah, totally. Pizza addiction is a real thing.
And of course I have to throw in a lame Pina joke there with, you know, pizza when we're talking about like healthy, nutritious foods. But all kidding aside, you can make it healthy.
You can. Like, look at nature. It's like you have a spelt crust.
Oh my God, I know.
You can go in and get...
Okay, I got one second, okay? Hold on, time out. So for those of you guys that don't know about Nature's Emporium, if you watch my stories, you will see me there all the time because we've got one in Maple and there's one in Woodbridge and then there's one in Burlington and there's one in Newmarket. And it's a family-owned business and I absolutely love and adore them and everything they stand for and how they've been just even like working with their customers and their employees during this whole pandemic has been like out of this world. Joe, the owner, I love you. You're awesome. But I've got to say, when you go in there, if you want some delicious pizza, they have pizza already made.
Oh, yeah.
You can just take home and throw in the oven, or they have it already made if you don't even want to throw it in the oven.
And they have the dough made too. So say you want to bring it home, the kids on a Friday night, you want them to roll the dough out. You can do that and get your own ingredients too. Like, there's always a way to have pizza that you can eat food. You just have to kind of like adjust the ingredients, and nature's like provides it. But you're so right, Pina. During this whole change and challenges and everything that's happened, it's been incredible to even just be part of a team of people who have been there to support the community in every way possible.
Yeah.
Curbside, have you used curbside service?
No, I haven't, but I know that you can place your order online. Drive right up and they will just put your groceries right in your car.
I have been so grateful for that because I literally place my order, go and pull up on the curb, and it is right in my trunk and they do it perfectly. So it's amazing to be part of a team of people who are doing things right.
Yeah. Actually, you know who I saw doing curbside?
No.
Joe. I saw him doing curbside. For its customers, and I'm like, right on, buddy. Like, you rock. So it's like, back to the whole, like, changing seasons and changing foods. And, like, I honestly, Miranda, I never thought of it. Like, yes, my body, I guess, was doing it without realizing it. But I never really made the connection to say, look, I'm eating more root vegetables now. Or I'm craving more warming foods.
Yeah.
I'm not running from watermelon. Yeah.
Yeah. And interesting, like, your body always adapts to change. And so when you start realizing and you go, wow, how can I go deeper into this? And I think this is the perfect month for us to prepare our immune system for the colder months. So we are in that really, like you said, just before, like a month into fall, right before, you know, going into winter,
now is the time to get really aware of what your body needs so we can help keep it in balance. Okay, yeah, because we've got, the seasons are changing. It's going to get colder. We already had, like, snowfall. And we're also in cold and flu season.
Totally.
And COVID.
Yeah.
And also, on top of those things, that's what I was going to say, the stress, the anxiety, the mental health aspect of things. Where
which is
people,
so much worse for your immune system. Yeah.
Right? Where, like, also, I'm already, this past week was great. This past week was great, but I have already begun, because the past few weeks have been really gray, dingy, gloomy, and my seasonal affective disorder, I suffer from SAD, has been slowly creeping up on me, and I'm like, no, we got to figure this out. So, like, for something like that, I've always, you know what I mean, like, I know vitamin D, light. I go tanning in the winter months. I'll go once a week, and that helps just boost things up for me. But is there anything, like, food-related that can help?
Yeah.
Or you know what? Hold on. Hold that thought. We're going to take a break, and we are going to pick up
this question. We're going to go deep into your
peanuts. Right into it. This is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Now, back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. And with me, I've got my good friend, holistic nutritionist and director of health and wellness at Nature's Emporium. She's also the Nature's Emporium spokesperson. And I, of course, am talking about Miranda Melisani. And we're talking all, like, health and wellness on the show, nutrition, how we're eating has changed into the fall, and as we get ready to go into the winter, and how to maybe eat to help boost our immune systems during this cold and flu season, and to deal with the stress and anxiety and mental health. And and right before the break, Miranda, I was telling you, you told me that we both suffer from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And there's things that I do that aren't food related to deal with it. And I said, like once a week I'll go tanning. And that I find helps just boost my mood, but I never really did the research. And by research, it means calling Miranda up, guys.
Hello,
what do I do? Is there a vitamin? Is there a supplement? Is there certain foods that we can actually eat to help with that?
Pina, you know, I always got you hooked up. And so you'll call and be like, what's that cost supplement that I need? And remember, I feel like I'm a speed dial, and I love it because I love hearing from you, because there's always a supplement that can help you. And also foods, for me, food is foundation and supplement is that booster. So let's talk about supplements first, because there's some really good key ones and we can kind of like go through the list of them. I would say for me, one of the most amazing stress supportive supplements would be ashwagandha, and that is an adaptogen. So it's like the king of herbs. I would say it's not only amazing for stress, but also for cough or respiratory issues. So like you kind of got, double the effect right there during and going into cold and flu season. So
I
you can have
way to get that one before.
Yeah, I feel like you've seen this before. So I'm showing you this, but ashwagandha. This is a fermented. So I have a fermented one that I do sometimes. And then I also have a capsule, and it's so easy. Like you can even put in your smoothie. If you're still having smoothies, put in your smoothie, have it during the day. It does take some time. Like what an adaptogen is, it helps your body to adapt to stress, both mental, physical. And so it kind of is just would keep you more of like, let's say constant in your mood, I find.
Yeah.
So ashwagandha, awesome. Medicinal mushrooms also 100%. Are you taking any of the medicinal mushrooms, Pina?
And you know why I'm laughing, right?
Yeah, I know.
Miranda was very careful to say medicinal mushrooms. But to be totally honest, I haven't taken any mushrooms in my life.
Okay, good to know.
Medicinal or otherwise.
So the medicinal mushrooms are the champion of the food world. I feel like, again, king of all everything, because they have so much power, and it's food. So you really can't go wrong. Chaga, lion's mane, reishi is very grounding. Chaga is like a energy boosting. Lion's mane for your brain, like really helps with kind of stress and all these types of things, growing white matter in your brain. And then there's turkey tail for your immune system and cordyceps for hormones. And there's supplements at Nature's that have all of them together.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, do you get the mushroom? Do you boil it? Like, how do you consume it? So, no. So, basically, they do it all for you. And
they do it all for you.
Capsule?
Yeah. So, there's one called Complete 360 by Purica. And I love this one because it is, like, again, an all-in-one. And so, you're looking at supporting your immune system, giving you energy, balancing your hormones, helping you stress. Like, it is everything. And it's food. So it's very, very helpful. And there's one with ashwagandha in it as well. But you can do it separate. So you can go and get the separate medicinal mushroom, separate ashwagandha, or you can have it as a, you know, like together. Now, our team at Nature's, like, we have nutritionists on every location.
Yeah.
And so they would help you to find the right supplement for you. I find it works for me in amazing ways, those types of supplements. Now, vitamin D you mentioned before, too, is crucial to have, especially starting out, right? Crucial. So make sure, you know, we're seeing correlations with COVID and not having enough if you have a deficiency. And having the right amount of vitamin D is, I would say, like, we're not getting sunshine. We know we're not getting sunshine. So make sure you take that as a supplement as well. So I have one that says, like, if you're a vegan, there's a vegan one by Pure Food. And there's also, you know, there's tons of different forms of vitamin D in terms of, like, the liquid or the emulsion, the capsule. You can get it any way. Just make sure you get it in your body.
Yeah, they even have gummies for the kids. Like,
oh, yeah.
So many different types of and forms of vitamin D. But I think vitamin D is, like, I think now people are getting more on board with it. I find that it wasn't, like, a popular one like vitamin C was back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's gaining more popularity within, like, I don't know, if it's the past, like, 7 years in and around, where it's becoming a little bit more mainstream.
Now, you said vitamin C, which is also, I would say, really important right now. And I have something called, have you ever heard of Camu Camu?
It sounds familiar.
So
she's showing me a package. Yes,
I'm showing you a package.
I've seen that before.
So, yeah, it's a powder. So this one has, you're not going to get over this, like, this is crazy. The amount of vitamin C in 1 teaspoon is 5 grams, which means it has, like, 790% of your daily value in 1 teaspoon. So food-based vitamin C is pretty easy to come by, but this is so powerful. You can put a little bit in your oatmeal. So oatmeal is a really good thing if you can digest it this time of year. It's warming again. So what are you going to do? Camu Camu, cinnamon, ginger, some cloves, put some raw honey. Oh, manuka. Oh, my, I'm getting so excited.
Oh, my gosh. I love.
Okay,
yes, manuka
honey,
right?
Is a must. Again, immune system. So now you've got an immune-boosting breakfast when you have your manuka honey, your camu camu, your ginger, your cinnamon, your cloves. And you don't need to do oats. You can do millet. You can do buckwheat. You can do quinoa flakes. You can do anything you want, but create a warming breakfast for yourself so your body's not at a deficit in terms of energy. Because if you have cold food, now sometimes I still have a smoothie. I mean, with the weather that we had, I had a smoothie. But if you have cold foods in the morning, you might notice a dip in your energy and then a dip in your mood. And then it's hard to get back the energy of the day. For sure. Pay attention.
Okay. So I'm a cold drink kind of girl.
Yeah. Okay.
I will have some teas and stuff like that. But, like, will the cold drinks, like you mentioned smoothies, will that, like, screw me up right now?
You have to pay attention to how it makes you feel. So what I would do is I would test it out. So your body's going to give you the yes or no. So I would say, try having some elixirs in the morning as opposed to a smoothie. So you can still put in the same types of nutrients that you would have in your smoothie in a warming beverage. Now, let's maybe deconstruct your smoothie, because maybe this is the whole thing. We need to revamp peanut smoothie into an elixir so we can make it more immune boosting. Plus, it can warm up your body. So for me, I'll tell you what I have. I will have some, like, non-dairy milk, whatever, almond or cashew or something. And then I'll put in my Complete 360, my medicinal mushrooms. I'll put in maybe some MCT, some almond butter. Like, I put in, like, all the healthy stuff.
Oh, you can jam it in there, girl.
I jam it in there, yeah. And even some protein powder. Like, I love my protein powders that have, like, again, your full spectrum of vitamins in it. And instead of having it cold, which I also love in the summer, I'll put ice in there and stuff like that. I will have it more warm. And some people might be totally turned off by that, but it really can make a difference in the way your body feels. You have to test it.
I should. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, yeah. And you just, like, you put a lot of stuff in there.
My philosophy is put it in your breakfast as much as you can put in, because in your day, you know how it is. Busy.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
It's not going to happen, right? So do it in the morning, drink it down, and then that sets the stage for your choices in the later part of the day. Plus, you're going to get the energy. You're not going to dip at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because if you have something that stabilizes your body first thing in the morning, you're not going to do the dippy dip at 3 o'clock.
Now, okay, you mentioned protein, and a lot of people, I feel, well, the people that I know and, you know, conversations I've had, I'm no expert here, guys, but a lot of people believe that protein is just for people who work out. And I'm like, no, it's
no.
Not the case, right? And there's so many different kinds of proteins and ones that have sweeteners in them and one that are like whey and other ones that aren't. What's a really good protein that you would recommend to people?
Oh, there's
like,
so many.
Like a general, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. An overall good protein, if it's just like an everyday thing, but it can be used too if you're working out. Like,
yeah.
What would you say?
Well, let me first say to you, like, just to debunk any myths, like, protein is an important foundation, like a building block for yourself. Also, without it, your immune system is going to suffer. So if you don't have enough protein in your day, like, your blood sugars are going to be impacted. You're going to eat more carbs. You're going to gain weight. Like, this is just part of that process that happens if we don't get enough protein. So having a good protein powder, like I say, first thing in the morning, I think has been really helpful for me. So there's a couple. Garden of Life makes an all-in-one that has a full spectrum of vitamins in it. And it has a good taste for me. I think taste is obviously for everybody.
It's it's got to be good.
Right? It's plant-based. And for me, the plant-based ones are always good ones to reach for because it helps to reduce inflammation. So sometimes the whey can cause inflammation for some people and cause a puffiness or feel like they're lethargic from it. So you have to pay attention to that for you too. The Whole Earth and Sea makes one too that I'm having right now, and it is so super good. And also has, again, the full multivitamin in it, and it has greens and it has healthy fats. And
you can
literally just use that in some non-dairy milk and you added your stress helpers. You are setting the stage. Oh, and some fat, like a little almond butter, pumpkin seed butter, something like that. You have a complete meal, basically, that's going to set the stage for the rest of your day.
And are those protein powders good for our kids?
So I don't know. There's actually a great company at Nature's now, KidStar Nutrients, I believe it's called, and it is specifically for kids, and it has, again, the healthy fats. It has your protein, and it has some extra nutrients in there, and there's no junk. Like, for me, get rid of the fillers, get rid of the artificial ingredients, get rid of all the crap. And so, and they like the taste. So actually my 11-year-old makes smoothies by himself. He'll go in there, take the little blender and make it himself because he likes the taste of it. So it's a win.
And you can throw in, could you not even throw in the Manuka honey that we were talking about?
Oh my goodness. I have a squeezable container and he loads it with Manuka honey. I'm like, hey, a little too much honey. But like the fact that he's putting it himself, and this one is key factor 16. So you know, you're getting the good from the Manuka, right?
So, like, from you know what? Hour. Okay, for people listening at home, they're probably thinking, well, Manuka honey, what's the big deal? What's the difference? Can you give us the lowdown? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Educate us.
So honey, in the raw honey, you're going to have lots of great properties, antibacterial properties. You're going to have antiviral properties. The Manuka honey is like taking it to a medicinal stage, I would say, especially if you have that key factor 16, the Wetterspoon one I was showing you. And that's because it is that Manuka flower has those potent properties in them. So, you know, with the key factor 16, it's 75% of that Manuka properties that are used in the honey, right? So it is like supercharging your honey. And so for me, like if my kids are taking the honey, I think you said your kids like to take honey off the spoon.
Oh my God.
Right?
They just like grab a spoonful of honey. They're like, oh, my throat. Grab a spoonful of honey and they're off, right?
Sure. Yeah. And me too. Like, if I want a little something, I'll put honey in the spoon too. Why not, right? You can put a little peanut butter in there or whatever you want. But like the fact of the Manuka during this time, this flu season, having it in your home, I think is in your cupboard, 100% necessary at this point.
Yeah. And okay, the one that, so for those of you guys listening at home, Miranda and I can see each other because we're on Zoom, right? So Miranda's actually showing me products right now. And the Manuka honey that you just showed me, is in a squeezable container, which I love. But what brand is it? Like,
this one is Wetterspoon, and they also make, you know, I forgot to show you this one too. These are Manuka honey drops.
So, you know, you have a little sore throat, a little scratchy throat, Manuka in the drops. They have Manuka in the packages. They are like, they've got Manuka, all different types of, you know, styles of doing it. But this one has fennel and cinnamon, and they have spirulina ones, and they have mint ones. And I love that because you can put this in your purse.
Easily. Oh my gosh, that is amazing, because that's something like, as a voice actor, you know, I'm constantly speaking, and even like when I lecture at Humber, I have my class every week, like sore throat and strep. I am susceptible to strep.
Are you?
So I constantly like have stuff on me at all times. I'm going to go pick up those drops.
They are good. Yeah, they are super good. And they're tasty. I mean, you kind of want to eat them. Like, you're getting there, you know, yeah, like, they're yummy.
The thing is, too, you mentioned Manuka honey and, you know, honey, bees. There is something that I always recommend to people, and I always send them to Nature's Four, and that is the bee propolis. Yes, from Bee.
You're going to say that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I carry that in my purse 24/7. When I do my voiceover workshop, and people come, you know, I've got my students there for the day, we're doing a workshop, I go through a bunch of things that they should always have on them. And I'm talking about equipment, you know, this is a great mic, do this, do that. And then I always show, I'm like, and keep the bee propolis
and
with you at all times. Yeah,
I love
amazing.
It.
We're talking health and wellness with Miranda Balasani on the show today. She is a holistic nutritionist. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. So don't go anywhere. This is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show. I'm Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, your host. And our special guest is Miranda Balasani, the holistic nutritionist. She's the spokesperson, I had to think of there for a second, for Nature's Emporium. And she's also their director of health and wellness there. And we're talking all about health and wellness on the show today. We're talking about the seasons changing. We're talking about how our nutrition is so important right now. Well, it is all year round. but, you know, right now, to help us, because it's cold and flu season, and it's still COVID season.
Yeah, still COVID.
Still go away, yeah. But it's not.
Go away.
And and mental health, you know, like this time of year, a lot of people tend to suffer a little bit more, I find, going into definitely, like, the cold, darker months. But with COVID, this pandemic, it just amplifies things even more.
Yeah.
So we were talking about different things to put into our diet and how to incorporate things into our diet right now to help us with all of this stuff. But Miranda, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a mom of three.
Yeah.
And I teach at Humber, and I do the radio show, and I do all my chic mama stuff. And I'm running back and forth from, you know, activities with them. And I don't have a lot of time. The luxury of time, right? So
yes.
I'm always looking to, like, you know what I mean? We spoke about, you know, you're like, oh, bone broth is really good this time of year. You know, it's really good. And the warming foods. And you'd mentioned stew. And I'm like, girl.
Oh, that's what I wanted to tell you, Pina.
I don't have
time. I wanted to say. You don't have time to make stew. So we got you covered, because in our prepared food section, we've got so many different varieties. But what I wanted to say was, if you need a quick breakfast, have a mug of bone broth. The one that we have in the jar, you know, we have the lemon ginger. We have the, we have like rosemary and honey. Like, we have so many different flavors.
Yeah, I see.
But the lemon ginger,
it's like all the bone broth.
Yeah. Lemon ginger is like a delicious sipper in the morning. Plus, it's like, you get like 10 grams of protein. And all that collagen for your gut. So it is super supportive this time of year. And I also have it as like before a bedtime snack. If I'm still hungry and I want something, I'll have like a mug of bone broth this time of year.
For real? Will it hold you over? Is it filling?
Oh my goodness. It is so satisfying. Like, you have to try it and you have to let me know. But I also have to say that We have a vegan.
I'm making my shopping list of vegan
right now.
Okay. Yes.
We also have a vegan lasagna that you need to try. It's our next lasagna, and it is so good because there's tempeh and there's like a delicious assortment of different vegetables that you can't tell that are in there, and because like it's great for the kids.
So good.
And so this time of year, it is designed to help be supportive this time of year. So like really, our chefs are so smart that the ingredients they're putting out are seasonal, obviously, and with the focus of really nourishing you on a deeper level. So all the soups, you know, we've got, let's say, carrot and ginger. We've got like a lentil soup that's so yummy. And again, lentils great for this time of year. So
yeah.
You can go in as a busy mom. I know how busy you are. And I know how much you take care of on a day-to-day basis. So you go into the prepared food section. You pick up the soups. You have the stews. You have chilies. You have a vegan chili that is amazing. And then you have like all your prepared foods. So like last night, I gave the kids a sweet meatloaf. It's so good with like sweet potatoes with a sweet chili meatloaf. And they love it. Like, I use it all the time. I can't cook. I'm busy too, right? Like, it is,
no, it's crazy. You're a single mom too.
Single mom
and
two.
Growing hungry boys. You know, running your own business, doing everything for nature. Yeah, it's crazy. And I find that's something that, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of parents right now, and like, we're just, I find that we're super stressed out because of COVID too. You know what I mean? And just trying to manage everything. Like, who's working from home? Who's not, because they're essential? Who's got their kids at home and they're homeschooling?
Definitely.
Who's got their kids at school and so they're running back and forth? Like, it's, and you want to make sure that your kids at school, like, their immune system is like built up
top notch.
We can't risk it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You also said earlier that like people deal with the season harder, and it's true. And so we have to remember that everything comes in cycles. And so this time of year, it is more, we go inward. It's more isolating. It's like we're slowing down. We're in the house more. We're not socializing. And we're lonely. And we're lonely because of COVID. So it is definitely, you know, we're pushing us further maybe to go and be more introspective. And that's a very scary place to be in sometimes. And so keeping in mind, right, that we detox during this, like, autumn, liver and lungs are most active. So if you're feeling a little extra angry or you're feeling a little more irritable, try to support your body with, again, the nutrients we're talking about, even just lemon water. It's going to help your liver. The ginger is going to help your whole constitution. Ginger, we have like a shot, the ginger shot. I pour that in hot water with a little bit of lemon. And those are the things that you can help support your body in, but also just be kind to yourself. Like, remember that this is uncharted territory. We have no idea. I mean, even as a mom, I feel on a day-to-day basis, I have no idea what I'm doing anyway. Like, during this time, give me a break, right?
It's so true. And you know what? That's something else you just taught me about the liver and the lungs, just like right now, just detoxing. So this is typically something that happens during these months.
Yeah. And so your liver is, I mean, you stand an emotional level, like the storage site of anger. And so if your liver is most active, then you'd be kind of flushing out, let's say, old emotions, or maybe memories are coming up that you didn't feel for like a year. And you're like, why am I thinking about this again? And it is because of that movement. And so you have to, like, again, there's a certain act of surrender that has to happen during this time of year, because we're all collectively going through something. And we have to be, again, kind on ourselves and remember that it's a cycle and it's moving through something. We're all moving through something.
Well, we were talking off the air. We were talking about Mercury going direct last week. Mercury and Mars were both in oh my God, I can't even think of the word right now.
Yeah.
Retrograde. And so Mercury went direct, and I thought that Mars had gone direct too last week, but you're like, no, Tina, Mars is still in retrograde till about the 16th or 17th. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're all crazy right
now. We're so crazy. Like, we're insane. Yeah, and the thing is, it's interesting because, again, like on that bigger level, we're being pushed to grow. And so our body's responding, our emotions are responding. So for sure, we have to support ourselves with the right food, but also the right thoughts and the right people. I mean, really, your circle during COVID is tight, but like for extra reasons too right now.
Yeah, keep that bubble tight. But it's so true. It's like what Mother Nature's doing. You said Mother Nature is like giving us the food that we need for this time of year, you know, with the temperatures, what's going on, but also like the universe,
you know, yeah. And what's happening in our universe, the planets, who's in retrograde, who's colliding. It's crazy. And COVID on top of it all. Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
2020. See you later. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We are talking health and wellness on the show today with Miranda Malasani, holistic nutritionist. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. So don't go anywhere because it's the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Now, back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And we are joined with Miranda Malasani, holistic nutritionist, director of health and wellness at Nature's Emporium. And she's also their spokesperson. And we're talking all about health and wellness on the show. We're talking all about nutrition on the show today. And we covered off like mind, body, soul kind of deal today, Miranda.
Okay, you know, well, I'm excited, Pina, because like I feel like right now we're going to help you with your shopping list, right?
Yeah.
And everybody else can like take down some notes too.
Yeah. So, okay, if you're listening at home, and the good thing too is that this show's podcasted. So if you miss anything, or jumped in late and you want to listen back, you can. You jump on like Apple or wherever podcasts are and you can listen back. But grab a pen and paper, grab your phone, open up your notes, okay? So Miranda's going to give us a list of items that we should have on hand at home for our general overall health and wellness, but also during this time of year to help boost our immune system. So Miranda.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're ready. What do we need?
Ready to go. Okay. Need? I was going to say, you could also even go directly on naturesemporium.com. And if you wanted to put your curbside order in there, you can just type while you're doing that. And then you have it and you're submitted.
Oh, jump online. Jump online.
Yeah, jump online. So, okay. First, let's start with, because in the produce section, I think it's so important to have some key things in your cart there. So pick up the root vegetables. So sweet potatoes, carrots. I love Japanese yams. They're my favorite this time of year. Beets. Ginger, garlic, onions, 100% keep that in your cooking. That's really important for your liver and your lungs. Moving on to, like, let's say you want to have some leafy greens. So I would say Pina, right? Some spinach, some leafy greens. That's going to help you with the minerals, and that's really important. You want to make sure you have also quality proteins. We talked about proteins, how important it is for your immune system. So fish, right? Fatty fish, super important when it comes to vitamin D. You don't get a lot of vitamin D in foods. So you get supplements, you know, make sure you throw a vitamin supplement in your cart. But the fatty fish is very important for vitamin D.
Like salmon?
Yeah, so like the oily fish. So I'd say like if you can try mackerel or any of the, like, I don't know, how do you feel about sardines? Like, I like sardines.
Oh, I can't do it, girl.
You can't do it? Okay, we got to find a recipe so you can do it. Okay. So any of the smaller fish are really important. Portobello mushrooms also have some vitamin D in it too, so you can
love those.
Yeah, those are super good. And now also in the prepared section, let's put the bone broth in your cart 100%, right? The chilies that we have, any of the stews, and then those prepared meals, like just make your life easy. So part of this stress is when things feel harder, it, you know, everything is compounded, right, physically. So choose the foods there that make your life easier. So prepared foods, check them off your list. Moving into, let's say, the grocery section, make sure that you have, again, easier foods that you can grab and go. So it could be like the hummus, the guacamole, those types of things can really like as snacks and have those types of those nutrients. Do you want to move right into supplements though? Because I feel like there's some more. Do you want to skip over, like, you know, when it comes to the grains, let's, and you talk about quinoa, lentils.
Yeah. Let's talk supplements.
So supplement-wise, vitamin D, we talked about, is super important, right? So find the right vitamin D for you. If it's vegan, from animal sources, whatever it is, that's right for you. Vitamin C, so you can get it in the can of tamaberry if you want to have it more in a food source, or you can get it as a supplement as well. So make sure that those two are on your list. The medicinal mushrooms, 100%. Do not skip out on these mushrooms, especially this time of year. So chaga is your all-purpose mushroom. You can do reishi to ground you, to help you with stress. turkey tail for immune system, but you can get it in an all-in-one complete 360 by Purica. That's a great product.
Do it all in one, people. Just do it all in one.
And get in a powder, you can get in a capsule. Very easy to do. And then I would say also the ashwagandha. So if you don't take the medicinal mushroom root for whatever reason, make sure you get your ashwagandha separately. And ashwagandha, again, you want to check with your health practitioner, make sure there's no interactions because it's an herb, but this is going to help to keep you feeling in balance, keep your adrenals healthy. And also when it comes to that respiratory side of your health, it's helpful for that as well. So you cannot go wrong. So if you go the protein powder route, right, we talked about before, and you get a multivitamin in it, then you have something that's going to help you to carry your energy and to help prevent any deficiencies. If you don't want to go to protein powder, try to get a good multivitamin for you that fits within your age demographic, your activity level, that kind of thing as well.
And the great thing is that, and you touched upon it earlier, but Nature's has like an amazing staff and they're super knowledgeable. So when I'm there, I either call Miranda, I'm like, hey, help me out. I'm standing in this aisle. What do I need? Or I talk to their staff. And so they can help guide you because they have an incredible section just for kids supplements as well. So there's like one thing that I always have on hand is elderberry.
Elderberry is amazing. And you know what? They have a really great kids supplement. They both for adults and kids. And I even took the elderberry, like the seeds. I think I told you this before. And so I simmered them. So I simmer the actual elderberry, like dried, and then 45 minutes, strain it, and you can add honey to it, and it's your own kind of syrup that you can make yourself. You have to make sure that you boil for about 45 minutes, though, to make sure that it's consumable.
Do you have that recipe anywhere?
I can put it together for you. That's no problem. Send it over to you.
You know what? Or actually, I don't know if you put it together. Where can people find you?
So at Nature's Emporium, if you want to follow us at Nature's Canada, that's our social. I'm at Miranda Malasani. And so we are sharing constantly. We're sharing information about ingredients to live well. Like we are very, very, like the education component is so key. So that on our social, you'll find so much information there.
So hit them up there. Ask them for Miranda's recipe if you want to try and make the elderberry syrup at home. And Miranda, we've got something in our back pocket for everyone.
We do.
To help everyone out with their shopping, we're going to run a contest and we're going to launch it on the Chic Mama Instagram account. We'll have some info on the Nature's Instagram account as well. So you can jump on and enter for your chance to win what, Miranda?
A $200 gift card to Nature's Emporium. We've got the four locations. I'm showing you here, Pina. You can see it.
She's got the gift card in hand, guys. All right. So, jump online, check it out, find out how to enter for your chance to win this $200 gift card, which will help you get everything you need that Miranda just spoke about.
Goodies there.
But that's it for us. I am just going to finish up my list here, and then I'm going to head over to Nature's first thing tomorrow morning. Miranda, thank you so much for joining us today. And,
thank you. You're so amazing.
Rock. Thank you. That is it for us, but we will catch you guys next week right here on The Parenting Show, 8 o'clock Sunday night on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.